What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. Fam, welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your boy, it's your host, Coach Chance in the building. I'm fired up, guys, for today's episode, and I really don't care how loud I'm gonna be. I don't care if the whole neighborhood hears me, because maybe they need to be inspired. Maybe they need to feel like, damn, man, we're in marathon, we're on vacation, but my goals still matter, baby. I'm still fired up. I'm still feeling myself. I'm still feeling my goals. I'm still feeling energized, limitless, unlimited. I'm the one, baby. Right? That's the potential. That's the energy. That's the mindset that we need, guys, to be our true limitless self. And guys, we're going to get into showing up even when we don't feel like it in today's episode, guys. I'm going to be bringing the fire. I'm going to be bringing the heat. It's going to be intense, guys. And like I said in the beginning of the slide, you might hear some helicopters, some planes in the background. We're in Marathon right across from the hangar of the airport right across the street. So you might hear some stuff in the background. So I do apologize. I'll do my best to speak as loud as I can. And my neighbors are probably going to be getting inspired as well as I scream some motivation your way, guys. So I hope you're having the best freaking day ever. And I see Evan tuning in. What is going on, brother? Happy freaking Wednesday. So guys, listen, this is what I'm going to get into. I'm going to blow your guys' mind for a second. I'm on vacation, right? Wednesday. Probably deserve a week off, right, from work, from the grind, you know, from the daily stresses of life. But I made the decision that when I went on vacation, I would relax, I would enjoy myself, I would make quality memories with my family. But what I would also do is I would also continue to show up and show out for myself, for my clients, for my goals, because I know that if I didn't and if I slacked, the momentum that I previously gained on my goals, on my clients, on my business, on my own personal fitness goals, well, that would be lost, right? That snowball that I'm working towards would have shrunk. And I personally feel as though my goals with my clients, my business, my own health goals are more important than just taking off for 7 days. Like, I show up even when I don't feel like it. I show up when I'm sick. I show up when I'm on vacation. I show up when I have a headache. I show up when I just don't feel good. Now, obviously, guys, you know, if you have COVID, if you have a severe flu, you're undergoing surgery, like there are obviously situations here that will rule you out and allow you to have a day or 2 days or a week to have off, right? Like there's certain things that will allow for that, and I will condone that. I think that that's okay, even for myself. But if you have time in your day, if you can get up earlier, if there's something you can still do that you're not doing, it is on you that you're not acquiring those goals, that you're not living that life, because you're literally sleeping on your goals. You're living in a moment of weakness. You're living in a moment of saying, oh, I can just do it tomorrow. I can just go to the gym tomorrow. Oh, I can just sleep in another hour and skip the gym and go tomorrow. And that's why you're not getting your results, because you keep telling yourself that it's okay to wait until tomorrow. And as a personal trainer, as a fitness, an online fitness coach, I'm here to tell you that that is the reason why you're still stuck in the same damn place that you've been stuck in for your entire life, because you're not willing to show up even when you don't feel like it. You prioritize Netflix and comfort food over going to the gym, hopping in a cold shower, and going to bed early, and waking up on your first alarm, and having the discipline to make your bed, and having the discipline to journal and to affirm who the fuck you are, and to have the mindset to hire a mentor and to hire a coach, and to show up for that coach or for that program or for your gym partner. Like, I can't tell you guys how many people I've met that have had a person in the past where they relied on them to go to the gym, and you know, they get that phone call where they're like, hey man, I'm just not feeling it today. Like, you know, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow. Like, you know how many times I've heard that from other people, like people I used to work out with. I was always the guy to say, hey, let's go. You ready? Let's get it. I got my pre-workout in. I'm ready to fucking go. Let's ride, bro. Let's fucking go. And guys cancel because they're just like, they're not feeling it. It's late. They're tired. They don't have the energy. They don't have, it's not even the energy. They just don't have the desire, the want, or the must have mentality to fucking go to the gym or to fucking show up for their goals or to take 2 hours on a Sunday night, prep their meals, put some headphones in, and ignore the distractions that's around them. Like, you guys have to be willing to put in this effort. You've got to put in the effort and you got to have patience. Because when pain comes, because it will, I've been in pain for 7 years. When pain comes, and it will, and for all of you guys, it's going to come in different forms, right? God has a plan for all of us. He puts pain in our lives in different ways, purposely. But pain creates patience. I want to see that in the comments. Pain creates patience. And I'm going to tell you guys why I am talking about pain and patience right now with how that relates to showing up even when we don't feel like it. Pain creates patience. Let me see it in the comments. Come on. I know who's in here. Pain creates patience. And the reason why pain creates patience is when we're undergoing pain for a certain duration of time, we have two options. Option number one, we let the pain win. We back down. We give up on our goals and we go to where it's comfortable and where it's easy and where it's effortless. Option number two, we embrace the pain. We stand tall to the pain. We tell the pain to go pound sand, and we show up, and we show up, and we show up. We wake up at 5 o'clock. We go to the gym. We eat. We sleep. We repeat. We eat. We sleep. We work out. We repeat, and we do that viciously over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until so many calluses have been formed in the crevices and the nooks of our brain that pain is no longer able to dictate whether we show up or not. Pain creates patience. The more pain that we can endure, the more patience that we have. And when we continue to show up day in, day out, through pain, through discomfort, through vacation, through excuses, through distractions, through heartbreak, through death, through pain, and when we continue to show up, even when we don't feel like it, we become patient, we adapt, we change, we callous, and we become hard. And we become really hard. And when we become hard, those calluses allow our minds to develop this sense of relentlessness, where now it's like, okay, I've been through so much shit, right? I've been through so much, so many different situations. And this situation happened to me. And my sister passed away. And my wife cheated on me and I lost my job. I have no money in my bank account, but you know what you still have? You still have this. You still have this. You still have the ability. You still have the ability to make the decision to show up even when you don't feel like it, even when nobody's in your corner, even when you're alone, even when you're scared, even when you're living in fear, even when you're uncomfortable, you're in pain, you're using your excuses, you're sitting in darkness. You still have opportunity. And when you have opportunity, I need you to show the fuck up. I need you to show up and I need you to show up again and again and again and again until your mind becomes so fucking calloused that nothing can break you. I need you guys to hear me. If you guys are getting some value from today's episode, episode 115, baby, I'm feeling fired up. I'm feeling inspired. Drop some fire in the motherfucking comments below, guys. I'm not playing around right now. I am not playing around, guys. Pain equals patience. Pain creates patience. Show up even when you do not feel like it. Because eventually, the pain will subside. You will prevail. Your limitless mentality, your positive spirit will come out on top, guys. I promise you this. I promise you this. I've been in pain for so, so long. I've been in pain. You guys can see it. You guys can see it. I'm not angry. I'm a little frustrated. Yes, that's normal after 7 years of feeling this way. But I encourage you guys that if I can do what I've done over the last 7 years, I can quit my job, I can go through multiple breakups, go through death in the family, experience financial failure, and seeing my mom in and out of the hospital and getting bullied, dealing with insecurity, dealing with lack of confidence, dealing with self-identity, losing what made me happy in the first place. I was bullied. I had no happiness, found the gym, created self-confidence, self-respect, and happiness. And I lost the gym. And for the last 7 years, I've had to cultivate happiness from literally nothing. From literally nothing, I found it, I created it. And I learned that pain creates patience. Pain calluses the mind. Pain allows you to have the patience to show the fuck up, even when you don't feel like it. Even when you don't feel like it. That's what pain does. And when you show up relentlessly for your goals and for your dreams and for the life that you want to have and for that person and for your kids and for your family, for your profession, for your career, whatever the fuck you are here on this planet Earth for, I'm telling you right now, when you show up, it will pay off. You just have to give it some time. You've got to let that time tick by. It's not going to happen in weeks. It's not going to happen in months. Fuck, it's not going to happen in a few years, guys. You're going to have to let some real time go by with you consistently showing the fuck up. And when you continue to show up, even when you don't feel like it, even when you're on vacation, even when you're sick, even when you are just not comfortable, right? When you feel uncomfortable, or you're anxious, or you're just like, I just don't want to step in, lean in, say, I'm the one, I'm the one. And when you can do that, Steven, when you can do that, Edgar, you're going to see that there's so much greatness from within. There's so much more that we can tap into. Steven, my brother, you've been in this program for the last 13 weeks. You've made phenomenal progress. You're 13 pounds past where you were when you first came in. You're about 180 pounds. Think of that progress in the last 13 weeks. Think of your mentality. Think of all the changes that you've been able to not only implement but maintain and withhold. Right, you're keeping these changes, and it's because you're creating patience because you continue to show up even when you don't want to. Night shift happened. Night shift happened to you with your profession. You easily could have said, it's just not going to work for me. I'm going to be too tired, coach. I can't go on anymore in this program. I mean, can I get a hell yes? You easily could have said that. In fact, Steven, a lot of people in your position would have said, I just can't do it. I just can't do it, coach. I'm not going to have the energy. I'll get back to you when I'm not on night shift. You know how many times I have people tell me that? Oh, when I can afford it, I'm ready. Let me just think about it, right? It's like you're prioritizing your excuses over actually wanting to fucking commit and change. And I run into more people like that than people like you, Steven, than people that are like, dude, I'm all in, man. I've been like this for too long. I've been the skinny kid. I've been underweight, had no confidence, fucking hated myself. I've been bullied. I'm over it. I'm done. I'm at my breaking point. I've had so much pain. I'm ready to change, baby. Give me the fucking blueprint. And that is what it takes. That's the mentality it takes to actually change. When you're kicking the ball around, you're like, I kind of want to change, but like, you know, I can still go on a little longer and still be okay. You're going to keep going on longer if you can be okay. You have to be at a point in your life where the only option, the only route that you are going to take is the option of showing up even when you don't feel like it is succeeding. It's like I will not fail, because even when I fail, I pick myself up and I keep moving in the right direction. Right? When something negative happens to me, I use that experience. I make positive energy out of it because I know I'm fucking limitless. I have unlimited potential. I'm a relentless beast. I'm a relentless warrior. I will prevail no matter what. I'm in pain, but I will use my pain as fuel. I will use my pain as a source of motivation and a source of energy to show my clients that I can do anything that I set my mind to. And if I can do anything I set my mind to, that's going to inspire Steven. That's going to inspire Brennan. That's going to inspire all the guys in my community. That's going to inspire all my followers to have that potential and that capacity to believe in themselves the way that I believe in myself, because I show up even when I don't feel like it. And I will continue to show up even when I don't feel like it. And guys, that is today's message. showing up when you don't feel like it is what it takes to be successful on your health and your fitness journey. I'm telling you guys right now, I'm not playing. I'm going to do some affirmations with you guys real quick before we get off here. I want you guys to write this in the comments. I don't care if you're on the replay. I don't care if you're on the live stream. I don't care if you're on the podcast. I want you guys to screenshot this and write these affirmations on the podcast. Tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness, like we always do. I'm going to do three affirmations for you guys right now. Okay? I have unlimited potential. Number one, I have unlimited potential. Number one, I have unlimited potential. And I want you to stand up with me and I want you to say, I have unlimited potential. Number two, I will always prioritize my goals. I will always prioritize my goals. Number two, I will always prioritize my goals. And guys, finally, number three, I show up even when I don't feel like it. I want you guys to slap yourself in the chest. Get some energy. Get awake, guys. Stand up. Come on. I show up even when I don't feel like it. I show up even when I don't feel like it. One more time. I show up even when I don't feel like it. Guys, affirm that you will be great. Affirm that you will acquire these goals. Like you have goals. You set your goals. And if you haven't, set some damn goals and start taking messy action towards those goals. If you guys don't have the guidance, find a mentor, find a coach. We just did a podcast on this the other day. But guys, it's about showing up when you don't feel like it. It's about saying, I am limitless. I am unlimited. I will prioritize my goals no matter what. Nothing will stop me from being successful. Nothing will stop me from reaching my goals. I will always prioritize my goals. I will always prioritize things that are most important to me, that are going to better me and that are going to better the people and the world around me. Manifest abundance, and abundance will show up in your life for you. That is it. That is all. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today on the live stream, on the replay, on the podcast. I love you guys so freaking much. Don't forget to screenshot today's podcast. Post your number one or those last three affirmations, your biggest takeaways. Tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness. Post it up on your Facebook or Instagram stories. I will see you guys tomorrow because we always show up no matter what. Let's freaking go. Much love, much respect. See you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.